Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. She Ain't No Mascot, Maggie Glascott.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty-Dowerty. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ain't no thing like Allison King. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson, hot. Dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Hava Nagila Weber. She ain't no mascot, it's Maggie Glascott.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers. Susie going
toe-to-tobin. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
Solo K with Wellington Dupre.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Roast Rick's Bachelor Roast podcast. That one is really super fun this year. Go check it out. I also did two other shows this week. I did Amy Phillips on Sirius. Well, I'm doing that after this. And Danny Pellegrino's Everything Iconic. We recapped the Lindsay Lohan show together. So go check him out. We love that guy. And here I am with my little partner and bestie, Mr. Ben Mandelker of the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island.
Yes, I was just working on the latest episode right before this, and it's almost done. I just have to like finish doing all the lip syncing, which is the most tedious part of the animation process. But a new episode will be up either today or tomorrow, I'm happy to say.
Oh, good. Right on. I was watching you work on that on the plane, cracking up.
Oh, were you watching that?
Yeah, while I watched the giant shark movie, Meg.
Right, Meg. Next to you.
Very classy movie.
Yeah, well, I feel like that movie is sort of like a visual representation of this week's episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey, you know?
Yes, Meg is Danielle, basically.
Why aren't you around your baby sharks?
Where are your children?
Where are your children sharks? Where are your children sharks?
You know, this, well, first of all, we'll get to Jersey. That's what we're recapping today. But everybody, of course, we're going to shill our live shows. We're going to Texas next week. Okay, we are going to have so much fun. Friday night, we have a very special guest. We are going to be recapping Real Housewives of New Jersey. And we're not telling you who's coming. But it's going to be a lot of great people, hopefully, coming. Or one. Or maybe just my mother. Either way.
Or just maybe Ronnie's mom. Which is also, by the way, good enough.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting character herself, okay? If you want to see some real fur, please do not bring your spray paint, because she will probably be in a fur and something fur on top, and probably a fur hat just to piss me off, because, you know, that's how moms are.
Playing fur elites.
Yes, like anything that makes me mad, you know, we're like each other's child, so she'll probably show up in full fur. That's going to happen Friday, and then...
Ooh, lightning. We should also say that there's a full-on thunderstorm happening, which is very rare in LA, and either of our power may go out, so this, who knows what I'll do with the recording, and you might hear thunder.
Yeah, I think it like hit the street outside my house, because all the cars went off, there was just alarms, the whole house shook, the dog jumped in my lap, and my dog is a man, okay? He does not... He's very manly, but he was like, whoa!
we definitely had that happen here. It was like a muscle car drove through.
Yeah, and I hear it. It sounds like there's a giant outside terrorizing the neighborhood. It's like, boom, boom, boom. So then after Texas, we are going to be going to the Just for Laughs Festival in Vancouver. First time in Vancouver. And we got a real theater this time, which is going to be amazing. Well, Cabaret Theater. So come see us there. And then we're going to a lot of other places. I'm going to let Ben say those because I can't do
I'll just try to do them really quickly. Basically, we're going – we have shows still available – tickets still available in Portland and Phoenix, Boston, Irvine, Minneapolis, Milwaukee. Not necessarily in that order. I may have missed one or two. But if you go to watchwhatcrappens.com, you can – you'll just see the tickets there, the links to tickets. Make sure you get them now, because what happens is there's always a rush towards the end, and then someone does not get a ticket, and then they're like, but I wanted a ticket so badly. So get your ticket now, so that way you don't have to go through that, okay? And as always, I always like to say, don't be afraid about going alone, because if you go alone, you will make a friend. We guarantee it. This is your people, okay? It's a very special thing to be at a room with all your people. And you never know what's going to happen at our show. You never know who's going to show up or what's going to happen. So we really recommend it. Now, this is actually a segue here, because originally for our Dallas show next Friday, our plan was to do Below Deck. But it's going to be a Below Deck reunion, and sometimes those are actually like surprisingly calm affairs, and that's just like not what we want for a live show. So we decided to pivot over to a Real Housewives of New Jersey recap. And I know that like not everyone is still on board with New Jersey. We had someone tweeted us saying like, ugh, okay, fine. I guess I'll have to just like cram 13 episodes in. You know what? You will thank us.
Yeah, do yourself a
because this season
favor.
Is this like we are. This is for you. We are help us help you, because we are. Jersey is so good this season. It is so fucking good. And in case you have any questions, example A, last night's episode.
Yeah, it's really showed you that when a show starts to suck on Bravo, don't just give up on it, you know?
Yeah.
Because they usually come back around. And this, you know, I hope you're listening, OC, and make some kind of a fucking effort this year. That would be nice. Yeah. But Jersey is singing. Like, it is just great again. And I hear that Beverly Hills is going to – I mean, everyone hears that Beverly Hills is going to be really good. So, you know, just – you guys keep the faith, okay?
I think Potomac sort of had, I thought it had a pretty good first season and a not so great second season, but then the third season, it was like it came alive, you know? And this is a great example. This is probably the best example of a show that was once great and then it just like fell apart. And we sat through about three or four terrible seasons before it started to show signs of life. And then last season was really good. And then this season, it's like, okay, this is now a premium Housewives franchise again. So like Ronnie said, don't give up on your favorites, people. Just stick through it. And it's cyclical. It's like the economy.
Sick. It's sick. Okay.
Sick. This is a sick. This is such a sick show. This show's so sick.
So sick.
So are we ready to dive into this episode? Because it was an amazing episode.
Yes. And, you know, I was also thinking, bless us. Thank you for this episode, but God, it better continue next week, because if it gets suddenly, you know, when they have these big fights on one episode and then the next week, it's like, Teresa's going shopping for bikinis.
I know, but the thing is that, and the thing is that this week's episode, they didn't give us a preview of next week's. So I'm like, you know?
Yeah. So I get scared, but.
Oh, and I want to say one other thing now that I'm also properly caffeinated. I have to say, and I saw one of our listeners posted this in one of the Facebook groups, and I actually really agree. Gosh, I'm really feeling Melissa Gorga this season, and especially last night. Like, this is just sort of jumping ahead really to the very end, and we'll come back to it, obviously. But like, watching her just like get so mad right there at the end, it was almost like what I didn't even realize I needed or wanted from her. But watching her get that mad, I was like, yes, because she's been playing nicey-nicey for a few seasons now, and watching her just get pissed off, I found it to be surprisingly, like, exciting and liberating. I was like, yes, Melissa Gorga, yes, yeah. Rise up the ranks for me. Please, do this.
Even I was cheering for Melissa Gorga, and that's rare for me.
Yeah, I know you hate her. You've always really not liked her.
You know, because she's so fake. Like, she's so such a faker about everything, and I love watching a pissed-off woman. Yeah, that's why I watch this show, okay? I love it in real life. I love it on TV. And so, yeah, watching her just lose it. And then watching her and Teresa scream at each other for real when it's not like, it's in my brother's restaurant. you know, when it's like something real that they just both get caught up in is so funny.
Yeah, it was great. Okay, so we'll circle back to that, obviously, when we get to it in the recap. So let's just like dive in. The episode opens up. The usual thing where everyone's in bed. There's like a lot of FaceTiming in this episode. I felt like every other scene was someone FaceTiming someone to give them an unimportant update. Like, yeah, so I went to the buffet, had an English muffin. It was good. I don't know if it was Thomas's, but it was a good brand. I liked it.
Yeah, it was very, very Apple-centric in this. And I just felt bad for any Housewives cast member who has like an Android phone, because they're not going to ever be able to speak with their husband.
No? Yeah, never.
So Joe and Marge are talking in bed, and he's like such a typical husband, Joe. don't you think? Like, I've never even been close to being married, but I'm mad. This is probably why. And he seems very sweet. But it's like, Joe, you can't hear me, Joe, because Joe, don't turn around because that's the dead spot in the house. He's like, whoa, okay. And then turns right into the dead spot. So it keeps coming in and out. Like, that's such a husband, you know? And I just don't want to be abusive. And I feel like if that's in my house, I'm going to hit it with something. Not my fist, because I'm not a monster. Yeah. But there will be a lot of remote controls thrown at heads. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe accidentally start his pants on fire while I'm lighting a cigarette. You know, shit like that. And I don't want to become that person.
Yeah, I think the only thing worse than, like, a typical husband who just, like, walks the phone into the dead zone is a typical husband who walks the phone into the dead zone that he was supposed to renovate, like, 6 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. So then Tree calls,
No!
Nothing happens. It's just, I just wanted to say no!
Then Dolores FaceTimes Frank. She's like, well, the sun's finally out. I kind of feel like this is what it must feel like in Florida when you're down there in Florida and I'm over in the kitchen and I'm just alone and I'm eviscerated.
What's going on, Dolores? Show off your beach body. And she's like, you're being an asshole right now, Frank. All right? You're being an asshole.
Hey, Dolores, I spilled all the pasta on the counters for you to clean up when you get back. You like that, Dolores? You like that right now, Dolores?
So then Melissa and Jackie are getting ready to go. And Jackie is such a funny first-year housewife because she's doing everything she's supposed to do, like pretending to have planned a camel trip. You know, like she's going along with the fakery pretty well, but she forgets that she's being recorded. So we've already heard this stuff a million times. She's like, what are you doing today's? I'm like, you guys, we already all know you're going to the pool.
Yeah. It's always going to be, it's a housewife trips. That means half of you guys are going to go to the pool / spa and the other half are going to go shopping. That's just the way it is. Don't need to ask about it. We know the drill.
Yeah. So they all start gossiping about last night and everyone's like, oh my God, I wonder how Jennifer's doing. Cause you know, Jennifer was called monkey asshole lips.
Well, her lip, to be fair, Marge said your lip liner's on point. Something like what about your lip liner? You look like a monkey's asshole, which is technically an insult to how she did her lip liner. And I felt bad because even Marge later on in the episode was like, well, you know what? I insulted her lips. I'm like, no, you insulted her lip liner, because there is a big difference between insulting someone's lips versus their lip liner, because lip liner is like an easily fixable thing. And lips are like, you know, that's like who you are. Well, except with the exception of, I mean, you do have to, there's an asterisk there because she is, you know, like married to a plastic surgeon. So who knows where those lips have been, but like, meaning like what have been done to them. Yeah. But what point am I trying to make? I'm just trying to say that when Jennifer wakes up and she starts telling us about Margaret saying, you know what, it's totally offensive for her to remark on my looks. I'm like, she wasn't remarking on your looks, like in terms of like what you're genetically like came out into this world as. She's remarking about the fact that you do terrible lip liner.
Yeah. Calm down over there, Jennifer. Yeah. She's like, I would open up Pandora's box if I talked about her looks. I was like, it would probably hurt your lips too much.
I couldn't even believe she mentioned the word Pandora. Isn't that a competitor to her brother?
No kidding. She's like, didn't you know my brother has a box?
Just, like, you can't say the word Jared around her either. Jared, why did you go see Jared? You could have seen my brother.
Don't even get me started on Zale. What a bitch.
You know what? I won't even buy Mary Kay, okay? Because every kiss begins with K and every Mary Kay has a K in it, okay? I can't even say okay. I just go, oh, eh?
Jennifer is super fun to watch. Really glad she's on the show. Monstrous human being. Never want to know her or anybody like her. And, you know,
great addition.
And I say this often, but it can't be said enough. To those of you who are always getting on every little fucking thing about pollution, why don't you get on Jennifer? Be just dropping horrible people all over the world. Do you know how much pollution that is?
I know.
That's a lot of pollution.
She tries to FaceTime her kids, and it just sounded like a demon emerging from a tomb. I mean, she literally can. She literally can open Pandora's box. It is literally in her house. She FaceTimes it.
Yes, it's crazy in there. And then they show the phone, what she's looking at, and you can't even see anything. It's literally a blur because the kids are running around screaming and probably cutting each other.
Yeah, it's like that's what it looks like inside the vault in the basement of the Ghostbusters house.
Sigourney Weaver's just waiting to be saved somewhere behind one of the toilets. She's like, please.
Rick Moranis is just like being chased by her kids through Central Park.
So then Tree and Danielle are hanging out and they get a breakfast delivery and Tree's like, breakfast, can you get red pepper? You like red pepper? And Danielle's like, red chili, I can't have bell pepper. It does something to my stomach. Danielle's one of those people who's like, I have like stomach issues, but then is always fine getting totally wasted. Have you guys ever considered that you've eaten up your stomach lining?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, I feel like usually if you have a weak stomach, like booze is not good for weak stomachs. It's not good for strong stomachs either, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm just trying to help.
Poison. Okay. It's poison. Yeah, you know?
It's poison. So Danielle's like, can you believe Margaret calling her lips a monkey's ass? Unbelievably rude. She's so furious.
Danielle being sanctimonious on this trip is just like the best thing ever. I mean, Danielle's a monster. She is like a terrible, terrible monster, but she's so essential to this group dynamic. I really feel like Danielle was sort of the missing piece of the past for New Jersey. I hate to say it. She's a monster. She is a full on monster, but we need our monsters.
She's horrible. Okay. You want to talk about unbelievably rude. She wasn't invited to that Andy baby shower. And this is according to Facebook. Okay. So don't anyone get on my ass if this isn't true. But from what I heard in my little circle, Facebook, she wasn't invited to that Andy baby shower. And so she went to Page Six and complained about it. So he texted her and asked her to come. I mean, that is, you know, that is so Danielle.
Yeah, she's a monster, but we need her. It's a monster who we need. And I have to also thank, you know, we finally set up our little P.O. box here so people can send us stuff. And it's already really like turning out well because one of our listeners, Kat, she sent us a copy of Arthritis magazine with Danielle Staub on the cover. And I just have to say, like, congratulations, Danielle. You are now an official cover girl. You made it to the, you know, Arthritis magazine is like, you know, that's like one step away from Vogue. And the profile of her in that article was really, it was really moving, especially when she talked about how she's like, you know what? I love dancing. I love salsa. I also like the waltz because I like a box step because that way I have a box and he can like follow me, but he can't get close to me. And I like that. I like that play. I was like, wow, thank God for Arthritis magazine really showing us new layers of Danielle Staub.
Oh my God. And I like the cover. She's wearing a sweater and kind of pulling it down over her hands. Is that correct? That's in my memory.
I can look right now.
I'm in a sweater.
I'm in a sweater. Yeah, she's just like in a sweater, but it's sort of sitting around her like she's like a pharmacist.
Yeah, she's like, look, it's Danielle at home. So <they're, laughs> they all start talking about the night before, and we cut back and forth to everybody's room. And Marge is still talking to Joe, and she's come up with her new name for Jen, and she just loves it. So she's going to repeat it and try and make it catch on. She's like, Jen, the cocktail queen, okay? The cocktail queen, Jen, all right? The cocktail queen, got it? The cocktail queen. Classic Marge.
You know, I love Marge. She's one of my probably my favorite housewives right now. But I do feel like her name game is like not the strongest. I mean, last season was I'm gonna asterisk my own claim because last season she had Soggy Flicker. This season it's Cocktail Queen. And the funny thing is about her like little names is that they're like you're like, oh, I feel like you could have done better. And yet they do really piss off the other women. So maybe they are perfect after all.
Yeah, they're working for their intended purposes.
Yeah. So then Dolores is telling Frank about the whole jewelry fiasco, etc. And, you know, I don't know. They're all just sort of like rehashing everything that happened. Jackie is saying how Teresa should have been like that. Like Jackie thinks that Teresa should have squashed the whole fight. She thinks that Teresa should have been like, yo, that was like a little far, Jennifer. Let's rein it in. But she didn't do that. So now Jackie's riling herself up about Teresa again.
Yeah, because nothing is ever forgiven on these shows. You know, Jackie's like, I'm so glad that Teresa forgave me. I'm like, yeah. So she's like ready to yell at Teresa. And Melissa's ready to yell at Jen because they criticize the ugly gift, the Yeah. Strong period necklace.
Yeah.
And then cut to Dolores, and she's like, oh no, Danielle. She's like, Margaret is not a good person. Why would she act like a piece of shit to me after all the... I'm like, you are such a monster. God, could anybody please show her? Just show her the tape of how she
acted. Yeah, because Teresa's like, because, you know, if she didn't like yous and stuff, then she shouldn't have gone to your weddings and stuff.
It's like, no, the point is that, like, she liked Danielle, and Danielle was such a monster to her at the wedding. That's why they're not friends anymore, Teresa. It's not that she was, like, really hating Danielle all this time.
Yeah, Teresa's like, it's mind-boggling to me. Like, yeah.
To be fair, tinfoil is mind-boggling to her.
No kidding. Stamps. Stamps are mind-boggling to her.
I don't get it.
So now everyone starts splitting ways. So the shopping crew is Jennifer, Teresa, Danielle, and Melissa, while Dolores and Marge and Jackie go to the pool, and we see them at the pool, and Dolores emerges from the pool, and she has this like crazy bathing suit on. It looked like her boobs dressed up like a ghost for Halloween.
Monkey's ass ghosts.
They're just like very spooky boobs. And they get out of the pool, and Margaret's like, you know what? I'm putting on my cover up. It's a little cold, right? It's a little cold.
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the pool. It's like, you're at the pool. And then Melissa's like, tipsy Jennifer. She's like, tipsy Jennifer when they first see each other. I'm sorry I got lost a minute because I have this film over my windows because I live in a bungalow, so I live really close to everybody. So I only see shadows outside in front of my desk. And I guess someone was trying to fix their electricity. But at first I was like, someone is outside my house. Someone is right outside my window. Like, what are they going to get from me? Like, literally nothing, you know? Yeah, and it's someone fixing their electricity. Sorry, I got confused. But I just wanted to mention that Melissa's like, oh, look, it's Tipsy Jennifer. And Jennifer's like, is that who I am? I like being Tipsy Jen. And then I realized that's why Marge has to, like, cement those names, you know? Because now there's, like, brand confusion. You know?
There is.
Yeah, the Cocktail Jen and then the Tipsy Jennifer.
You know what I also hate about Jennifer is that, like, she's one of those people who fake owns something. So she's like, oh, my God, I love being tipsy. If I'm if I'm cocktail queen, then so be it. I love being cocktail queen. That's a good thing. But she's secretly angry about it. And then, like, the moment you say you're cocktail queen, she's like, shut the fuck up. You don't get to say that about me. And it's like, you just said that you were cool with it. I hate that. I hate people who fake own things.
Yeah, fake owners.
They really don't.
Yeah,
renter. It's like Dorit with the glassware. She's like trying to own it, but
with everything that we see, even her face, her boobs probably aren't even paid for yet. I'll bet her boobs were in part of that bankruptcy settlement.
Yeah. Well, I hear some thunder rumbles rolling.
I know. I hear it coming through Hollywood.
It's like one of those thunders.
Crazy?
It's one of those ones that seems like it's starting up high. Like it's like high and light, but you know, it's going to like descend into like booming, like, you know.
Yes. And rattling. I love that I can hear it coming from your side to my side.
Can you hear? I can't hear it in the headphones. You can hear it in your headphones on my side?
I heard it a little on your side, and then I heard it in real life here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that rolling thunder. You guys living in LA, we don't have weather. So whenever we have weather, we're like, oh my God, it's lightning outside.
We're giving like an up-to-date tally on every roll of thunder. Oh my God, there was another one. Because here's the thing, a Los Angeles thunderstorm is that it rains, you see lightning two or three times, you hear one soft rumble of thunder, and then that's it. But this time, we're hearing, like, multiple, like, thunder cracks.
Yeah,
so
but storms
it's exciting.
Here are, like, a reckoning, you know? It's like all the electricity goes out, all the lights outside, the traffic lights go out, you know? It's like it ruins the town. The whole town, it's not just us that are wussies. This town is a wuss, you know?
Yeah. It's no exaggeration. Like right before this, I went to like a little donut shop to get a breakfast sandwich. And when I was there, that's when the rain started. And the lady behind the counter was like, oh, it's beginning. Like people act like like the zombies are starting to pour into the tent. I'm like, uh-oh, like time to start putting like boarding up the doors and everything, you know?
Yes. Oh, and by the way, sorry we keep going off on tangents, but we're like both cracked out on coffee today.
I have apparently. Two coffees next to me.
I'm
honestly.
On my second coffee. I got a bigger coffee pot, and now I'm like,
I have my coffee from the donut shop, and then I have some coffee from Starbucks that I forgot about that was in my fridge.
Like,
so I've got like a
rain
and coffee. So you guys, big news. Jackie has never taken off 4 days from the gym.
Oh, God. And the way that Marge looks at her, she's like, I already hate one of you bitches. Please just stop talking.
We're not, you know what I'm going to have to start calling you? Not Jim going Nancy. I'm going to workshop it.
Not 22 hour fitness. That's what I'm going to call you.
No, I'm going to call you LAZ Fitness.
So, yeah, then they start talking about eating disorders, which is super sad.
Dolores had one, which was shocking. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say shocking because who knows who will ever have one. But it was surprising seeing that photo of her where she was, like, really, really skinny.
Yeah. And then Jackie's like, but, you know, now I have a raw stick and I want to just fuck my husband all the time. And I'm like, okay, just stop talking, all of you. I would rather see Jen go, do you have the tiny drum? You know, the little Mexican thing? What other Mexican things do you have?
Arriba, do you have the maracas? Mexicanos? You have the maracas? You have the... No? Okay. Okay.
Can do I you tell have, you what
her kids... Do you have like a little baggies, the drug mule baggies the Mexicans like to use?
I was like, please don't ask to take somebody home. Like, because that is so someone like Jennifer. And then later she's in the spawn. She's like, I am taking you home, Federica. Like, you are disgust. You are even more disgusting than I could have ever imagined. So thank you for that.
So So the other crew, they're out. They're shopping, and they wind up going to this restaurant, and they order some guacamoles, and I'm talking like Teresa, some guacamoles and some chips. And while like Teresa and I forget who else was it was a,
Melissa, Teresa, was it Melissa? Danielle, and Jennifer.
Well, yeah, Teresa's sitting there, I think, with Melissa, who it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But she decides to eat, like, a jalapeno pepper because
Melissa's that's a smart like, is that a shishito?
No, I don't like dogs.
So Teresa, like, bites into it, and it's just, like, blazing hot. Because who would have thought a hot pepper in Mexico would actually be hot?
Yeah,
and so I was like,
agua, 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 agua.
I was like, this is great because we all know this is going to lead to extended scenes of Teresa, like, with violent diarrhea.
Oh, God.
So excited for this.
Well, Teresa's living my day-to-day where you feel like you've been – like, if I skip dinner, I act like I've been on a diet for – like, I haven't eaten for 90 years. And that's – Teresa's, like, literally been on a diet. And so she's just like, bring me chips and guacamole, taco. Like, she starts ordering all this stuff. And so the chips come, and she immediately starts shoving them in her mouth, you know. And Danielle, of course, finds a way to be offended. She's like, we wait for you, and you can't wait for us.
You know, this is not how you treat someone who was on the cover of Arthritis magazine.
Every time someone bites into a jalapeno, I get a pain in my elbow.
I can't be near the fumes. I'm like Bethany Frankel with seafood on a plane. I can't be near the pepper fumes. So, So then they wind up going. Oh, there's like a little scene of. There's like all these random little scenes in this episode, I will say, where like Jack, he was asking about what they can do for dinner and talking about Jennifer and, oh, well, Jennifer was drunk. It was the tequila talking last night, etc. And then did you have anything to say about that scene?
Just that Teresa keeps feeding Jen drinks. Like, all she's doing is giving, she's just trying to get this girl drunker and drunker. And it's so obvious what she's doing. And she does it in every single scene today. And it cracks me up because
which
it
I
totally
really
worked.
Appreciate.
Yeah, totally worked.
So now they go shopping, and this is where Jennifer is just being like just an awful American. She's like, hola, senor. Hola. Do you have donde esta ponchos? Sombreros? She's like, I. I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Do you have any beans that jump? Like, she's an idiot. So then she gets these little puppets, which I don't know how she's taking all this crap home. But at least she bought one silent gift that wasn't maracas and drums. So she bought, because those kids don't need that. So she bought these little puppets, and she's like, oh, look at this puppet with the monkey lips. Look at that. And Melissa's like, I love that you can reference that with jokes. You're just such a big person. And she's like, listen, my feelings were hurt with that, girls. And then you see all the cameras just, like, surround them in the middle of the street and focus. They're like, uh-oh, the drunk lady's going to get mad. Get this, Johnny.
Yeah. And they start talking about the fight from last night. And Jennifer's like, you know, she attacked my appearance. You know, she's being so rude. She takes these digs. And Melissa's like, well, actually, you played a role in it also. And what's funny is that in my notes, I wrote down roll like a bread roll. And I just started imagining Jennifer like dressed up like a Kaiser roll, being like, hey, don't make fun of my seeds. I don't know. The image was like very strong in my head and I really enjoyed it.
That's her next lip look is a Kaiser roll. Just
Kaiser roll. My inspiration is a Kaiser roll.
Make them permanente, please.
So anyway, but Melissa's basically saying like, listen, you know what, like you played a role in it too. This was a moment that was supposed to be about the gift and you made it about yourself. And she goes, as if this is like a real positive thing, she goes, well, you know what? The cocktail only enables me courage to say what I really feel. Yeah. So you're saying that your selfish ass moment was really like a moment of courage for you? Please sit down.
And Teresa's piping up behind them like, yeah, like Marge should have sugarcoated it. She's like, you know, like she should have said, sorry, I didn't think to get it from your brothers. Blink, blink. And Melissa's like, it was not about who we got it from. It was about getting you a gift. What the hell? And then when Jen's like, yeah, but the cocktail enabled me. Melissa's like, you said mean things. You were very rude.
Yeah.
So Melissa's not having it from this girl.
And then, of course, Danielle's like, I feel like I should be in this conversation.
Yeah, she's like, what's Margaret's excuse? She's malicious. She's malicious. You're not seeing that, Melissa.
She hurt me so badly. What did she do that hurt me?
I don't know, but it was at my wedding. Okay, your wedding is over. Okay, cut it out. No one cares. Okay, we didn't care then. We don't care now. Your wedding is over. You don't get to still say that. It was at my wedding.
It was at my wedding. I want to congratulate Danielle for stepping in the shoes of Sneaky Flicker this season.
I know, that's a very fine line because Danielle really does do that guttural. How could you?
Yeah, but they also
like that.
But the thing is, they are both being totally like beating their chest, Lean Dion style, and being totally sanctimonious about everything. How could you throw a cake across the floor?
Yeah.
So then Danielle is like, you know what? My children are always with me. Where are hers? I can tell you why. She's malicious.
Yeah, her new favorite word. Malicious.
Malicious.
And Melissa's like, listen, we don't talk about kids, okay? That's crossing the line. We start talking about kids. We start talking about the fact that Joey Jr. is like up on trees, like sexually harassing squirrels, okay? We're not talking about children.
Yeah, even though I feel like all the kids they're referencing are adults at this point, but fine. So Danielle is like, beware, just beware, beware,
beware. And Melissa's like, listen, you're pissing me off, Danielle. She's like, I never did anything to hurt you, Melissa. And she like walks off, which is Danielle's thing, you know. She pisses everybody off, turns everybody against each other, and then is just like, I never did anything to hurt her.
And she storms off, and she storms off as a test to see who's going to come after her. Meanwhile, Melissa goes the other way, just like, little bitch.
Yeah. And Teresa, oh my God.
But that was actually just her, like, her reaction to, like, a maraca.
I get how you do these nows. I was holding the ball and shaking the sticks, but if you stole the sticks and shake the ball, a lot more noises.
Teresa is so Teresa in this episode.
No.
It's so funny. So then Teresa and Melissa are talking because now we split up into the groups because of course Jen chases Danielle, which is
yes,
you know, they're like a little awful human being team, and then Teresa and Mel are, you know, awful human beings connected by marriage team,
right? They have to always like, they have to like, no matter what happens, they have to confer with each other before they support someone else because they like want to make sure. Well, mainly Melissa, she's like, I want to make sure we're still good. We're still good. Okay. So, they're basically Melissa's like, I don't understand why Teresa is so blind to the craziness that Danielle's trying to pull. And Teresa's like, blink, 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 blink. you know.
Teresa's not blind at all to it. She's helping Danielle. Like, it's sick. Like, she's teaming up with Danielle. She's on the wrong team, for sure.
Yeah. And speaking of teams, so Jennifer, of course, goes after Danielle, and they start talking about how terrible Margaret is. And then, this again, stirring the pot some more, Jennifer's talking about Melissa, and she's like, well, she's obviously picked her side, and it's not our side, so... Which is good, because... Yeah. That just means, you know, whenever there's like sides, a line drawn in the Housewives, it's always very exciting.
Yeah, and then Danielle pulls a gold star out of her purse and puts it on her forehead. She's like, thanks for not letting me hang like some monster.
So then they all pile onto their little van thing. And then Danielle is continuing like the...
Everything I say gets attacked and judged.
Yeah. Every single thing.
And then
people forget I just got married and that piece of shit did that to me. I just got married.
And Jen's like, I don't understand what is wrong with everybody and how they talk about Danielle. I feel bad for her because I am a compassionate person. Like,
yeah. Real compassionate to, like, the needs of Amazon Prime.
Listen, I'm very compassionate. I think a lot of people never thought that Danielle would find another skeleton to marry, and she did, and I feel very happy for her.
So everybody gets ready, because now we got to go to dinner, because I think it's dinner, right? It's always either like dinner or lunch.
Dinner or the pool.
We're shopping.
It's the equivalent of, like, the episodes are basically the equivalent of Dolores walking around her house. Well, it's either I go from the kitchen to the living room to the kitchen to the living room to the kitchen, and I'm like, hey, Frankie, you want to meet me in the living room? But he's not here. I'm alone in the house. Yeah, I don't have Frankie. I don't have Frank. Yeah. I don't like a boo.
Why don't you just
My mom's me. Eating a cookie somewhere for breakfast. I don't know where she is.
You know, when you're home alone, sometimes you've just walked triangles in the house and you're laying in bed and it starts getting dark outside. I look at the wall and I think, am I even alive? Like, what proof is there that I'm alive?
And then I'm like, oh, look, that's pebble tile. I think I really am dead. So Jackie is FaceTiming her son, and he's like all rambunctious. I'm assuming he's still like has not come down from that chicken parm high he got with Fabio Viviani.
Yeah. He's like, ah, chicken!
Chicken parm! Chicken parm!
So can I talk to your daddy? Okay. Please, can I talk to your daddy? Please. Please. How can she have 5 children that are like hyper and crazy, but they're cute? But then yeah. Jen does it, and they're monsters. What's the difference?
Because you can be hyper and charming, oddly enough, but it's really easy to be, like, hyper and a monster. You know, it's because I don't think that her kids seem as spoiled. Like, they are hyper about doing, like helpful things. Like, remember there was the episode where she's like, okay, I've given you a giant thing of Greek salad. Bring it to the table. Let's see if you can do it. And he's like, oh my God. He puts it down on the table. He's like, I did it. Like, he's excited about, like, doing a chore.
Yeah, as her, to, like, Jen's kids would be like, what are you going to buy me?
Yeah.
Monsters. Okay, so they all start gathering in the lobby, and they're like, so Dolores, how was the pool? She goes, the pool was cold.
Very
I
cold.
Was shopping.
I wrote that down, too. It was very cold. I was like, Frank.
Dolores over there.
Frank, you gonna fix this pool? Like, I mean, we're down in Capitol and we got a broken pool. You gonna fix it? And I was like, oh, he's not here. Of course he's not here. Where is he? He's in Florida or something like that. I don't know. I don't know if I can trust him anymore.
Here I have 2 men who could fix a pool. Is anyone fixing the pool? Is it me? No. Is it me?
It's not me. I'm not gonna do it. Like, I made my choice of what sort of pool I wanted, and then Frank changed the pool time to 12.
They're like, where are we going to dinner? And Teresa's like, I googled restaurant. It's a place where you sit down and enjoy food with your friends and family. Could you be more specific?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So go to some Mediterranean restaurant, and it's beautiful, and it's called the Sunset Mona Lisa, which yeah, I think, like, is a perfect title to send housewives to, you know, because the Mona Lisa ain't never going to smile properly. And it's like the sunset of her life, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like cranky so, bitches in their 50s, in other yeah. words. Welcome.
So Jackie's like, so girls, I planned a camel tour for tomorrow. And Teresa goes,
camel, I don't know about that. Like, what? Like, really, what's a camel? What is that?
Yeah. We're going to race cigarettes. Also, sorry that I called 50 years old the sunset of your life, everybody. I felt the 50 year old cringe around America. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, sometimes we don't know what to say. Sometimes words just like tumble out of our mouths. You know, we're like, just like, we have to finish a sentence.
I mean, 50 will be the sunset of my life, let's face it. But it doesn't mean it for everybody. So they're like, camels. No one's ridden a camel. But Jen's like, well, my family's from Turkey in Syria. It's probably like human nature to me. I was like, God, at least you're ignorant about your own damn people, too, you know?
In our culture, we make broad stereotypes about our culture and camels.
Yeah.
So then randomly, like, Pass the Dutchie starts playing. Did you notice that? It was like, Pass the Dutchie. Because like, we had, like, an extended scene of everyone ordering drinks. It was like, I'll have a wine. I'll have, what sort of wines do you have? I'll have a tequila. I'll have a wine spritzer. It was going on for, like, 5 minutes. And, like, the entire time, it was, like, a little reggae. Pass the Dutchie over the left-hand side.
Oh, I was like, okay, you meant Pass the Dutch, the Missy Elliott song. And I was like, wow, love the show even more.
Pass the Dutchie to the left-hand side. I was like, I just feel like the post-production department was like, we just want to insert a Pass the Dutchie montage in here and see if anyone notices.
And then Teresa subtly trying to bring down those. Teresa's having an affair with a guy that looks just like Joe, but is much younger and has a worse eyebrow threader. Rumors. Because all she keeps saying this episode is things like, I'll take the French kiss drink because I ain't had a French kiss in a long time. Bling, bling, bling. Like every scene, Teresa's like, whoa, is that a slap on a bagel? I haven't had a slap on my bagel in a long time. Like, okay, Teresa, we all believe that you've totally been celibate this whole time. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. They should bring back her swim instructor from last season, by the way. Right. So then everyone's ordering their drinks, and then so Jennifer, of course, orders tequila on the rocks, which causes Melissa to be like, oh, tequila on the rocks for Jen, huh? And she's like, really, Melissa? What is that supposed to mean? It means that you're like a drunk buffoon, okay? Yeah. And you're signing yourself up again for more buffoonery.
Yeah, people are fighting over nicknames about you, and they're both involving being drunk, okay?
Yeah.
And Marge is like, I don't think you know how you said we need drink. Okay, and Melissa's like, yeah, it's a lot. And Jen's like, fine, let's do this. You want to do this? Fine, huh? Like,
okay. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. How much does it cost, and is it available on Amazon Prime?
Let's talk about the elephant asshole lips in the room, okay? She's like, you want to say it's because I'm drunk? No, it's because your snarky comments pissed me off, and that started it. She's like, you know what? You twist everything to make it about you. That's what's going on. You make snarky comments. I never said anything. What did I say?
Like, you know, she's like, I don't make everything about myself, okay? First of all, you attacked me. You attacked my brother. You said the mail order bride thing, okay? And then you kept saying that I locked you in the closet, and you kept calling me Jen instead of Jen. And then you said that, like, my kids won't talk to you, and that you said you divorced me. See, I don't make it all about me.
You said I was like Joan Rivers.
You called me Soggy Flicker.
Mail order bride. And she's like, mail order bride was not as bad as what you said about my mother, my husband, who's also my gardener and interior designer. So that's like four people. Would you like to go after Mulaney too while we're sitting here?
Don't you dare say anything about Lexi. Okay, don't say anything about Lexi. Okay, because then you're really going to hear it.
She'll tell you off in five different accents in one sentence.
So then Jennifer's really going at her. And she's like, you know what, Margaret? You're used to an environment of cheating. Your mother fucked someone for 15 years. I get it. But those things should be kept secret.
Yeah.
So, which is like, I don't know why she thought she could say that. And Margaret was just going to like roll over and take it.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. And you know what? That's why your husband sleeps at the pool house. Now, this is where we get to why I don't care what Margaret says, if it's wrong or not, or if it's mean to Jennifer. Because fuck Jennifer. She's starting everything.
Yeah.
Fuck her. This is why I will always love Marge and never back down. She eats while she fights. Like, she doesn't even care. Most of the people on these shows don't eat at all ever. But she's not only eating, she's eating like in the middle of a fight, and it's wonderful.
She's eating during the fight, and she's also like clearing things out from between her teeth with her tongue while she's doing it as well. Listen, at least my husband isn't sleeping in the pool house, okay?
And she's like, my husband doesn't sleep in the fucking pool house, honey. I'm secure in my marriage and I don't care where he sleeps. Okay, well, which is it?
Yeah, no. Exactly. Just, and Margaret's like, I know, whether it's in his girlfriend's bed or not.
Oh my God.
You better shut the fuck up with that. You better shut the fuck up with that.
And Margaret's like, on the street. Went on the street.
She's like, I'm just going to try some Potomac. A little touch of Potomac in this. You better shut up with that. You better shut the fuck up with that.
And then she has like a little, she like literally eats a bon mot while she spits out a bon mot. She's like, hit it, Dave.
But I like also is not only is she eating while she's doing it, but I feel like Margaret, in my memory of her, this is how she's eating by like, she has her elbow on the table. She has like an olive in between her thumb and her finger or something like that, or a piece of something. And she's holding it between her thumb and her finger. Her other three fingers are just like sticking straight up. And then her whole hand is sort of like flopped backwards. Like it just like holding it up to the sun. And that's how I imagine she eats it. Like that little like, I'm going to have a bun bun right now, but it's an olive. While I fight.
Oh, and then when she says hit a nerve, it's like, oh. It's like all these horror sounds. I was like, are the kids FaceTiming again? Jen, put away your phone.
So Jen, of course, leaves.
She pretends and then, to cry.
She tries to leave, but there's like a maze. So she's like, how the fuck do I get out of here? How do I get out of here? So
Shocker, Danielle's Drunko like, can't find her way out of a restaurant.
And Danielle, eager to like build an alliance, like, Jennifer, wait for me. She's like running in slow motion with like a fireball behind her.
And now Dolores is also like, fuck it, I'm going to eat too. I have no dog in this game. You know, so she's like,
I also have no dog. Boo's dead.
Oh God. I do have a dog. His name is Dog. Isn't she the one who got a dog named Dog? Who is that? Damn, possibly. I'm messing someone my own
has,
brain up.
Someone has a dog named Dog. It was someone who has like three dogs and one of them is named Dog. It might be her.
Yeah, they just dog. Ran out of names.
You know, I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't name the name. So I said, Dog, you know what? You're a dog. You're going to be called Dog.
Yeah, it's Raz because she has Maz, yes. Maz the trainer, Raz the dog, and something else, and Dog, I think.
Dog. I kind of feel like her mom named Dog, Dog. Hey, Mom, what do you want to name Dog?
Cookies.
Dog.
It's like, no, Mom, we're not naming him Cookies. All right, then Dog. Okay, Mom.
You know what? If it makes my mom happy, I can never bear to see her cry.
So she's like, Margaret. Margaret's like, you know what? Don't push me. Literally, seriously, you know what I'm going to say about it? Don't push me. And she's like, that was below the belt, Margaret. Gotta say. Well, she was not hitting me below the belt. God, that olive is delicious. The olive hit the spot. She hit below the belt. Classic. Much.
Listen, right? If someone said that about Joe, would I get mad? I wouldn't. No, because my husband doesn't have a girlfriend. Okay. Anyway, please pass the crudités.
Yeah, and Dolores like, I get it, but that was a rough one. God, are these chicken wings? These are fantastic. And then Tree's like, you know her husband cheating? She's like, no, I not comment. I don't know anything. And Melissa's like, you sounded like you know something. She's like, no, I don't know anything, but obviously it hit a nerve. I think she does know something because that's pretty random.
She, you know what she knows? She knows that she's like looked at this guy and she's heard about their living situation and she put two and two together like we all did when we first met him, you know, several weeks ago. We're like, okay, this guy's cheating on her.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much said that every episode since we saw that.
And then, thankfully, you know, Teresa's like, well, you shouldn't talk about husbands because people talked about my husband. And then,
And your husband was fucking cheating on you, Teresa. Like, blatantly remember when cheating on you.
Remember when he spoke to his mistress on the phone on the air and called you the C word?
Oh, my. And then you effed him against a tree at the winery. Okay.
But the best part was that the producers were like, okay, we don't have the Posh Fashion Show this season because it seems like Kim D is not with us right now. So let's just like throw in an unnecessary Kim D flashback just so we can have her presence. I was like, thank you. I need some Kim D. Thank you.
Oh my God. Kim D is never, she never rests. You know?
Yeah. I'm actually like really upset that we don't have the Posh Fashion Show. Like even during like, it was like a two seasons ago when Kim D was really on the sidelines. They relegated the Posh Fashion Show to like a 5-minute segment or like a 2-minute segment. But they're like, we at least are acknowledging that it's happening, even though it's not a centerpiece this season. And so the fact that it like is nowhere to be found is like infuriating to me.
Yeah, I know. It's not fair.
Thank you.
And so Teresa's like, unless you got proof, don't open your mouths. And Marge is like, but she went there with my brother. Like, who does that? And Jackie's like, I agree, but even I'd be pissed.
Okay. Yeah, even Jackie.
Like, yeah. She's like, I want to yell at Teresa right now, and I've been practicing it all day, but even I'd be pissed too.
So meanwhile, Jennifer is like ranting to Danielle. She's like, she has no morals. She has no tradition. What does tradition have to do with
such a moron?
Like, I'm sorry. Like, she's like pulling out the tradition card a lot to sort of like not justify, but I keep saying sanctimonious, but it's sort of to take a sanctimonious stand. I forget what the right word is. High horse, whatever you want to say. But she's like rolling out that tradition thing. I'm like, what part of the tradition involves you just having like a tacky ass home and spoiled children? Okay.
Yeah, this bitch saw Fiddler on the Roof once, and now she's going to judge everybody. She's like, sunset. Yeah, I will not be friends with a woman who's not going to hide eggs for children on Easter. That's it. I said it.
You know what's a good tradition? When you invite over like 8 people to your house, you don't have them all sit down at your kitchen island for lunch. That's a good tradition.
You know what's a tradition? Not having a semicircle counter in your kitchen. That makes no sense if people can't talk to each other.
You know what's a good tradition? Not going to China to pick out your furniture that you could have just ordered from here that would have come from China anyway. That's a good tradition.
Yeah. You know what's a good tradition? Not keeping cots in your pool room for your husband. Okay?
You know what's a good tradition? Not playing house music at country hoedowns.
Yeah, I can't with this woman. Now all this said, of course that's terrible of Marge to say. Horrible.
No, that was actually a very low point for
Marge. That was terrible, okay? But
I was totally.
What does this woman want? Like, how much do you have to take? And that's so Housewives, where someone just picks at you and says nasty things, and it gets nasty and goes low, and then you go low, and everyone's like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, because Jennifer is like spoiled. She's a brat. She's ungracious. She's nasty, and she pokes and pokes and pokes. And she also like makes herself a victim with things over and over again. And then like again, finally, you just like. You slap back at her, and then it's just like drama. You have no tradition. You have no morals. Ridiculous. Shut up.
I ask that question, but then I hear my mom in my own head being like, you should be the better person. So I guess we would expect more from Marge, but God, I'm so glad when people defy your expectations, you know, because this shit was hilarious. So Danielle's like, could she do this to you? And then Jennifer tells us, a cheating rumor never leaves you. Once it comes down from the clouds, it's there forever. I was like, well, so do scenes like when you're calling your husband who's supposed to be at home with your kids and just calls you boss over and over. You know, like the shit that you're actually putting on camera is going to stay with you forever.
Yeah, too. That's going to be the stuff that's going to last. That's going to be worse than the cheating rumor. I mean, she is so self-centered to think that we are actually going to be consumed with an idea of a cheating rumor. Like, no, our lives actually don't revolve. Yeah, exactly.
We started it. We didn't consume it.
And you know what? Margaret is the bigger person because Jennifer comes back and Margaret says, okay, Jennifer, okay. I know nothing about your marriage, and I said that to hurt you, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it. It was below the belt. It's all about below the belt. And you know what? That was actually a very mature moment because they were still in the heat of it, and she could have – like normally that's the sort of thing that like is said the next day or whatever. And you know what? She just like – she was like, you know what? I crossed the line. I was just making some shit up just to hurt you. And I thought that was actually a mature moment right there. So she is the bigger person.
Yeah, it was actual real house – it was a real apology on the Housewives, which is very rare.
Yeah.
It's not like, I'm sorry, you got offended. It was like, here's what I did. Here's why I did it. And I apologize. And so Jennifer's like, those were really harsh words. Really harsh. And she's like, yeah, it was below the belt. She's like, well, fine. I said things to hurt you, too. We're both pissed. I don't want to talk about it anymore. So then,
until tomorrow when I talk about it some more.
Yes. Until tomorrow when I pretend I'm praying and rocking back in bed in the fetal position or whatever she does the next day.
Yeah. So now it's the next morning. It's time to FaceTime again. Hey, Frank, what's going on over there? Well, Dolores, I jerked off in the bedroom, and then I didn't wipe it up. I thought it'd be funny if you slipped in it. Oh, Frank.
He goes, how's it going over there, Dolores? And she goes, we're a bunch of old whores carrying on. And he's like, good for you. Good for you, Dolores.
And then meanwhile, Melissa's telling Joe that they're going to be going on a camel tour. And he's like, I don't know why you're riding a camel, because you ride a camel every night. You know what I'm saying?
No. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah. Do you have, like, a strange, like, dual hump situation in the back of your torso?
Yeah. That doesn't mean anything, Joe. Okay, you fucking pig. But I'm glad they got you a little second to be a pig in this episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Teresa's in her place, like, camels. Oh, Jesus, help me. Ah! Like, doing her stupid tree squeak. So then Melissa and Jackie are talking on the balcony, and Melissa's like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed at that dinner. Shut up, cake thrower. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm really liking you today, but let's not pretend.
Like, yeah.
You're usually classy at dinner.
And Jennifer is at Dolores' room talking about Margaret. She's like, I'm making peace. I'm making nice, not peace. Making nice. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? You're making annoying. That's what you are. And then Danielle is Danielle, of course, is with Teresa. And she's like, that's two nights in a row that Margaret has gone after Jennifer and played a really nasty card. Two nights. I've been counting. And it's hard for me to stick up these two fingers because I have RA. Okay.
She's like, one night in a knuckle. So many times. She's like, yeah, last night I saw them inside the hut. I don't like it. So then Jen, everyone's like counting, you know. She's like, Danielle came up to me and I was like, wow, that's two times. That's one finger and a knuckle that girl came to my side. She stepped it up. One finger and a knuckle.
You know what? You have to be careful with Danielle, though, Jen. You have to be real careful with her. You know what else you have to be careful with? Pebble tile. You know what? Too much, it ruins the room. Too much. You know what? And then Danielle, meanwhile, Danielle has found her calling in life. She goes, we need to defend Jennifer. Let's make sure we watch over Jen.
Yeah, Teresa's like, all right, clink. So these two are, like, totally planning how to, like, get Jennifer into a fight with Marge and, like, wreck Marge, okay.
Protect her, watch over her. She's acting like she's one of like those three ladies in like a Whisper and a Wrinkle in Time or something, you know? It's like
Oprah.
Some guardian. Yeah, she's Oprah right now.
Yeah. So they go on their little camel trip.
Hashtag no more drama, Derry. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? I just thought of that.
I'm very Lawrence of Arabia today. Okay, that's what I am today. Very Lawrence of Arabia. Guys, I'm very Lawrence of Arabia today. Very Lawrence of Arabia. Right.
Lawrence of Arabia, who apparently started his life in Miami or something.
So they all get on their horses and blah, blah, blah.
Teresa
I don't have
has
much
like,
to say about the camels.
Teresa is extremely Jersey. She's got these white jeans that are like fully ripped, but then like a bikini top. It was perfect.
Yeah.
And then they get to this camel ranch, and the camel was so excited to see Danielle. I mean, it was just like, you know, when you see a relative, it's nice. So then Teresa's like,
the camel's like, how could you do this to me?
You left me here in Mexico for all these years. We must protect Jennifer and the camels. So they're like, all right, we feed the camels jicama. And Teresa's like, jicama? What's that?
Yeah, you know,
the last time I got a jicama was like 4 years ago when I got jicama. It doesn't work for him, jicamas, huh?
Yeah, I can use a jicama. Teresa, the chef, who doesn't know what a jicama is.
Yeah, although I do have to give Teresa credit because they were all feeding these camels by putting the jicama in their mouth and letting the camel come up and like take it out of their mouth. And I was like, there's no way I would let a camel do that. And I'm like, why are they just not holding it? And Teresa was the only one who held it. I was like, you know what? Sometimes Tree and I are on the same wavelength, which is sad.
I know. It seems like Teresa was a clean one, but she's had Joe inside of her. So she's like, I already did this once in camps. So they do the jicama thing, and then they go on a ride. And everyone's actually fine with it. Teresa's actually loving it. And then Melissa, if we didn't just see her on a call, she's like, it was fun riding a camel, but I have to say it's not much different than riding Joe. Just saying. I was
we
like,
already
Joe
saw the
sucked.
Joke, Melissa.
Yeah, the joke sucked you guys from already Joe. Did it. And it's grosser from you because you're condoning that shit. Okay?
Yeah. And Teresa is like, my cha-cha's getting a massage. And the camel's like, save me. Please save me.
I ain't felt this on my chow chow in a long time. Okay, Teresa.
And Margaret's like, hey, Jed. Okay, you know, like these camels, this is like amazing. Like this is like a bouncy house. You know, and next party, you better have a camel there. Otherwise, like, it's going to be a failure of a party. You know what I'm saying?
Ha, 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 ha. They're like getting along. And Danielle's like, wow.
Wow.
Margaret insulted Jennifer. One finger and a knuckle. And now she's going to pretend it never happened. Really?
First, she insults her lips. Then she insults her husband. Accuses him of having an affair. And then she goes after her bouncy house tradition. Oh. We have to protect this house.
Her bouncy house tradition. So then they go to eat.
Yeah,
okay. And when we see this is the one, right? Yeah, okay. So is this a dinner? I can't tell.
No, they're at
this.
After they're off the camels. There's like a little says Mexican buffet.
19 so hours.
So they go and they're sitting there, and basically Teresa starts talking about Joe getting out of prison in March, which is kind of crazy that it's already coming up. And I think the reason why the scene was in there is because Teresa's talking about like how she's like, I'm a different person now. I know what he comes is now. And I'm like independences and stuff is, and they're talking about how when Joe gets out, like, is he going to be able to deal with Teresa being so independent, whatever. And I think what's lingering over this entire scene is that the news that Joe is supposed to be deported when he gets out, and that there's been talk, I think, in the tabloids or on blogs like in the past week that Teresa is going to divorce Joe if they have to get deported, something like that. So that's sort of like what's hanging over this entire scene, which is why I think it was really in there.
You know, I was not a huge Caroline Manzo fan. And when all that stuff was going on, I really didn't like her and Jackie on a team. But you got to give credit where credit is due. And she called all of this, okay? Yep. All we need is to see a book, Teresa writing a book on how difficult it is being a single mother, which, you know, is coming. I guess that could be Stay Strong or whatever it was.
Well, I still, I still am.
Strong Tree or whatever it's called.
Yeah. I still am maintaining my theory that President Trump is going to pardon Joe.
Oh, God.
Because Teresa was on The Apprentice. I swear to God, it's the sort of petty thing that most presidents wouldn't pay attention to. But I think Donald Trump is like, I'm going to put pardoning a reality star on the top of my docket. I could see that.
Oh, he better not. So she's like, oh, yeah, Joe says he's going to be doing everything for me, but it's nerve-wracking. So anyway, everyone's like, doubt this is going to happen. But okay, Teresa, you know, live in your delusional world. So they go back to their rooms to get
ready. Wait, I just want to say one thing, though. Jennifer, of course, goes, I feel like if you didn't divorce him when you went through all this, then you guys can make it through anything, which is really the ultimate amazing line.
Yes. Oh, and then Dolores almost gets her ass kicked because she's like, yeah, we'll see, Teresa, because the leopard doesn't always change his spots. And she goes, what are you saying? He's going to go back to his old ways? And she goes, he'll try to. And Teresa's like, blink, 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 blink. And Danielle's like, focus on the prize. Her name is Marge. And she's like, okay.
Protect Jennifer. Meanwhile, the only reason why Teresa was so mad is because she just always assumed the leopard could change its spots. She's like, but I thought they could become stripeses.
They mean boutiqueses. So we go to get ready for dinner, and we're in Tree's room, and she's like, I want to put on my nanny song. And they dance around.
Which is perfect, because I was like, I really needed to hear the song at that moment as well. So I was like, thank you.
So then this is where we see Jen in the spa with Dolores gossiping about everything. And she's like, I'm going to take you home with me, Fidella. they start gathering. Well, there's a patio talk with Jennifer, Melissa, and Jackie. And Marge is like, the cabot was fine. And I'm great with Jen today. Like, I can bounce back for things. You know, I said I'm sorry. I was horrible. I said I'm sorry. Like, literally, seriously. Like, here's what I'm going to say about it. I'm sorry. That's it. You know, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, and they're basically and Marge talks about Danielle saying that she's basically inauthentic and like being fake upset with Jennifer just to basically get an ally, etc. And Melissa, she just goes, "I wonder if our last dinner is one where no one argues." I'm like, no, you're on Real Housewives in New Jersey.
So we go to outdoor dinner.
Hi.
So we see this dinner, and automatically I was like, uh-oh, this is it, because we've seen this in the previews, you know?
Yeah. And on top of that, like, they've been stuffed with so many cocktails before they even sit down, because there's, like, they gather and they get cocktails, and they, like, walk over to the table and they get shots, and then they're all ordering cocktails. It's like a combination of slurping and thank yous, you know? So they're just, like, drinking and drinking and drinking. And Jennifer, she announces that she's going to have an anniversary party next week because she's going off to Turkey. So I'm like, is this going to be the season finale? What's going on? Because it sounded very season finale. She's like, we're going to have a red party because you know what? Just red is the color of love. And I love my husband so much. And he loves me back as well. And he most never, ever, ever cheats on me and sleeps in the pool house ever.
And then we see a clip of her telling Bill they're going to have a red party. And he's like, you see red as love. And I see it as money draining out of our account.
Mm. Ooh, did you like my bun, Mo?
So Marge goes, I'm glad she's not holding a grudge. But why a red party? Like, seriously, it should be green. Because she's all about the color buku do re mi. You know, the bunny. That's what I got, bunny. So, get it.
For you, Jen. Get it? Because she just likes money. So money is the color of green. Green is also the color of envy. It's just, it works on so many levels if you really think about it. Cocktail queen.
That's for you, Joan.
So everything's going well. Everyone actually is in a great mood. They start talking about Melda. They're like, what's the deal with Melda? And she's like, well, Melda's only known my brother. Only got to know him for like 10 days. But that's enough to fall in love with my brother. Because look at him. He's so charming and handsome, isn't he? And I just wish they had like cut to him being like...
It's like a waterbed that's got hair and smells like olives. Isn't
Did you guys
delicious?
See Below Deck this week with the sea slug? Yeah, it's basically my brother.
So then Melissa's like, but what about his dick? How does she know his dick's not going to be, you know, small? And then Jackie's like, who cares about dicks? You know, if you find that your husband has a small dick, would you care? And or the man you loved had a small dick, would you still care? And everyone's like, uh-oh, her husband has a small dick. That's what she's really saying.
Yeah. So now there's more drinking and drinking and drunkenness and fun times. Jennifer's like, I need my drink. Where's my drink? Oh, it's right here. They're like, uh-oh, Jennifer, cocktail queen. And then Jennifer's being like all saucy. She's like, I don't have my husband, so Teresa's my bitch tonight. She's my bitch. Look at me. I'm wacky and fun. See, I can have fun.
Yeah, and Teresa's like, I like your juicy lips. Also, Teresa, she had two drinks because Teresa put hers in front of her. Because Teresa's still, like, going out of her way to get this girl's shit-faced.
Nice.
Jen's like, you're giving me an ego. My husband loves it when I give him lip action. I was like, you are disgusting, Jennifer, okay? No one needs to hear about this. Keep it quiet. Everything needs to stay private.
Yeah, so since things are going so nicely, Danielle's like, okay, I gotta fix this. So she goes, Jennifer. Yeah, guardian angel over here. Jennifer. We were actually talking about your lips today. Yeah. Margaret says you have monkey-ass lips. That's what I heard. That's what we were talking about.
And she goes, typical. No one cares about you, Danielle. Okay, here's what I got to say about it. Literally, no one cares about you, Danielle. And Teresa's like, I care, Mama. She's like, whatever, Teresa. She's a liar, okay? She goes, yeah, but last night you said a lie about her husband. God, these two are so terrible. Remember the making up part? You stinks.
Yeah, exactly. And Margaret's like, I said something to hurt her, okay? It wasn't a lie. It was something to hurt her. And then Jen starts clasping her hands like she's like, I'm going to do it. I'm opening up Pandora's box. It's happening. It's happening. I can't control it. Yeah, it's like the Hulk about to transform.
Yeah, she like starts rocking back and forth, pumping her hands and right. And Dolores is like, Jen, did someone just put square tiles instead of pebble tiles behind your back because they knew you were going to be at an event? And Jen's like, why are we bringing this up again? She's like, because Marge said it. She's like, okay, look, we made up. You know, I took it back. And Jackie's like, she's admitting it. She said she took it back. Like, why are we talking about this again? Jackie, are you serious? Did you not hear what she said about her mother?
Yeah. And then Danielle's. Yeah, exactly. So now everyone is like gone from 0 to 60. And Danielle's like, at least you got an apology, Jennifer. Not me. Margaret's like, why should I apologize to you? Okay, can you please pass the butter? Thank you very much. Delicious nachos. Oh, good. Hey, there's salsa over there, some guacamole. Okay, why should I apologize to you? You owe me an apology, okay?
I owe you nothing. You never should have been in my wedding. Yeah, I shouldn't have been there, you know? It's like $20,000 later I had to spend on your goddamn wedding, you know? Yeah. Like, I love Danielle still pretending that she did everybody a favor by having them in her wedding.
Yeah, exactly. And Margaret's like, you know, she's irrelevant to me. She's irrelevant to me. And Danielle goes, I have people that I care about. And you know what? I don't see your children anywhere. So don't ever talk about me. Don't ever.
Yeah, your kids look thrilled to be there, too, by the way, Danielle. Yeah. She's like, yeah. My children are always around me. If you had spent a little time with your kids, maybe they'd be here and maybe you'd see your grandchildren. I mean, she's...
Yeah, she's horrid. Going. She's like, maybe you see your grandkids. Maybe you'd have a relationship with me. And Teresa's like, they're like, can you believe this? Teresa's like, she's making a point. She's making a point. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, because kids are off limits. But it's okay. Teresa's such a hypocrite.
She is. This is why I've always hated Teresa.
Teresa is such a fucking hypocrite. So
totally.
God. And so Marge is like, Teresa, I can't even believe you would go against me for this one. And then she tells us, well, Danielle wins. She pours the Teresa against me. And why she can't see what Danielle's doing is beyond me. Because Teresa's a fucking moron, okay? That's why.
Yes. So Margaret's like, you're an old dog with no new tricks. How dare you say that? I just learned how to roll over last night.
Ask me to high five you. Go ahead. Ask for a handshake. Go ahead.
I'm just imagining Danielle doing one of those like dog handshakes, that like limp like paw. So Margaret was like, you don't know my kids. Danielle's, nobody knows your kids. They're never around you. They're not around you. Finally, Margaret's just like, fuck this bitch. I've been wanting to do this all season. The time is right. We're on vacation. Let's make this an official Real Housewives of New Jersey trailer moment. Takes her wine glass, just throws the wine in Danielle's face.
And thankfully, Danielle's basically wearing a dress made out of crumpled up Diet Coke cans anyway, so it should clean fine. But yeah. Danielle is like, yo, cut fitness.
Yeah.
And then she tries to, she grabs a glass and is about to throw a glass at her face.
She throws it.
She does?
So Margaret just waltzes out of there. Like, I did it. I won. I'm going to sleep. She's just like that proud, like, I just did something crazy. I'm just going to lean into it. I'm just going to walk away and I'm going to own this moment. And Danielle does like that thing that she does whenever she gets into a fight at a table, which is that she throws a glass down onto the ground. If you just look at last season when she got into the fight in Milan, she started picking up things from the table and just throwing it on the ground. Yeah. You know, she just becomes like a wild animal.
Well, she picks up a glass, almost throws it, and then shanks it on the table like Mariah in Married to Medicine. Yeah. Breaks it on the table like she's going to stab someone with a glass. The producers run in, and everybody's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then Dolores goes, oh, no, there's an unwritten rule in this group. No children. If she talked about my children, she wouldn't have teeth. I was like, she doesn't have teeth. Problem. You know, I doubt she does have teeth. Okay.
Dolores also looked like something happened in the past 30 seconds where she went from just like having a good time to being like wasted, because her face there was like, oh.
Yeah.
That was how. Like, it was like her eyes were blank, her jaw was slack, and she's like, oh.
Yeah. So then Melissa starts yelling at Teresa. She's like, why are you so anti-Margaret all
Before that, though, Danielle goes, you know how I feel about Marge? This is how I feel about Marge. And she takes a knife and she stabs the centerpiece.
Yeah. And you hear crack. I'm like, she just stabbed glass. My God. So good. Yeah. So then Melissa's like, why are you so anti-Marge all of a sudden? And she's like, last night when she said husband, because people talk about my husband, it's wrong. I was like, your husband is wrong. He cheated on you multiple times on
camera. He's in jail and you got sent to jail because of him. But I love then Melissa goes, but your mother too, you know, she started talking about her mother. She's like, meaning like Jennifer started talking about Marge's mother, and you have a mother too, and you do the same thing. And Teresa's like, blink, 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 blink.
I'm confused. Danielle's not telling me what to say right now. And so Dolores goes, oh, she's the one who storms out. And now what we have to – oh, no, Dolores. No, it was Danielle who said it. I just wrote it wrong. I'm sorry, everybody. She goes, no, she's the one. And she storms out. And now what, we all have to rescue her before my fucking wedding. That's how she was at my wedding. She storms out. I'm like, she stormed out because you were a monster at your wedding, lady. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And she's just like,
Marge dropped Danielle right after the weddings. Who does that? Who does that?
And Melissa's like, well, you guys were just like arguing nonstop. Who would do that at someone's wedding? At someone's wedding.
Tree goes, you got memory loss? You got memory loss? And Melissa's like, do you have memory loss? I'm like, oh my God. You both need memory loss to lead the lives you lead. I mean, I don't know how you're not both monstrously depressed, okay?
Jennifer's like, and speaking of tradition, she pulled something out of a fucking cloud and she brought something to the universe about my husband has a girlfriend. No.
And Melissa's like, she's brainwashing you. She's brainwashing you. And Teresa's like, you are. And then Teresa goes,
she says something about her husband. She says something about Danielle. That's three strikes for me.
That's Teresa math right there.
Yeah, exactly. And then I like that when Jennifer is ranting, Melissa goes, okay, you know what? You need to drink some water. And then as for you, Teresa, she just completely disregards whatever Jennifer was saying. And she's like, by the way, pause everyone for a second. Teresa, what Margaret and Danielle are fighting about has nothing between you or is nothing between you or I. Capiche? Capiche?
I wasn't following, but I heard capiche. So yeah, capiche.
I love melon. So then Teresa's like, she threw wine at her. She's like, she threw a glass at me. And Jennifer's like, if I threw a glass at you, sweetheart, you would know it. You would know it. And then she breaks a glass on the table like she's going to shank her.
Yeah. And Melissa, after like years, says just whips around that table and says, you picked the wrong fucking girl to go at. And then it just ends. I was like, oh my God, Melissa Gorga. Like, this is the side of Melissa Gorga I've been waiting to see. I didn't even realize I was waiting to see this side of her, but now that I see it, it's all I want.
Yes, I need it all the time. What a great episode.
Yeah. If that doesn't get you pumped to watch the rest of the season, I don't know what will. And so I'm so excited to talk about the rest of this fight in Dallas next week. And I'm not just saying that as like a plug.
The next time we talk
about
this is going to be a live show.
Yes!
So go get your tickets, everybody. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com for our schedule of live shows and all that stuff. Get your tickets, and we will talk to you tomorrow. We're going to be doing Live Chef streaming live on TV Party at 12:30 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow. So just go to the TV Party app, download that on your phones, and follow at Ronnie Karam and at Ben Madelger to get those. We love you. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.